Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
And welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. It is the Memorial Day sale on. It started on Wednesday at midnight, so it's now Thursday and Friday, right through to midnight on Tuesday, the 29th of May, right after Memorial Day. Michelle, any other announcements?
Well, hello everyone. Great to be here on this May the 25th. I guess the next time we get together, it's going to be June. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be next Friday.
That's crazy. That's quick. And hopefully everyone's going to have a great Memorial Day weekend. We are actually going to take off Monday, so that's why we're going to keep the sale going to midnight Tuesday. However, you can call and leave messages, and I'm sure we'll be checking the phone. Hey, Bill.
Right.
So you can call and leave a message if you want to place an order at 888-212-8871 or wait for a live person on Tuesday. And, of course, you know, we'll be very busy on Tuesday. And if you didn't get through on Tuesday, we'll always honor it on Wednesday. So what do you get on this Memorial Day sale? You get 7% off. You get free shipping over $99, which is excellent because I brought it down from $149 to $99, Bill, for free shipping.
Right.
And let's see, what else do we have for this? Oh, I know, if you want to get free shipping and you don't want to spend $99, and perhaps you want to get one of our Vitamineral Max, which is the best multivitamin out there, Bill, which you might expound on that in a minute when
right.
I finish, you can mail. You can go to contact us at NutriMedical.com or just call at 888-212-8871. And ask for our address. Otherwise, just go on the internet and you can get it. And you could, and it's free shipping on everything.
In the USA.
In the United States, of course.
Yeah.
So that's like a Vitamineral Max. So there you go. That's $30-some, and it's 120 capsules. That one we sell close to our cost price because everyone should have that multivitamin. Bill, would you talk a little bit about the Vitamineral Max?
Firstly, it's very unique. There's no other vitamin like it in the world. It has every nutrient component actually activated so it jumps any gene defects. It has the albion chelated essential minerals, so it's a protein transport across the membrane so it doesn't have to compete with ion channels. And it has the, if you have the capsule, it's great. If you have the mix, it's fruit flavored and kids love the drink.
Well, Kelsey's drinking the mix.
Right.
She likes it.
And you'll notice the difference as soon as you start taking it because it's not just like any other vitamin. While I take it, and I learned a trick years ago. When people clean out the latrines with a power hose, they used to call the vitamins, Centrum and so on, they call them latrine bullets.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our vitamins aren't latrine bullets. They end up with bullets going to your DNA, jumping any gene defects, and actually presenting the activated nutraceuticals to correct your blood vessels, your genes, the enzymes and so on in your body. And they do it for a long period of time, so they're bioactivated and they're bioavailable.
Is that Albion? Is that what they call it?
That's one of the things, but the actual vitamins
what
do the
What does that mean?
Albion chelate. They're chelated to protein. So the minerals are actually attached to protein, so it's going to be protein, amino acids carrying it across the cell membrane into the cell. Okay. So they're not like competing in the ion channels, as well as all the vitamins are activated at their final step. So we're activated B12, folic acid, B6, etc. They're not the unactivated forms. If you take unactivated B6, if you take over 100 milligrams a day, you'll get neuropathy. If you have a gene defect in B6 and you don't correct it, you'll turn diabetic. Okay, so this actually reverses and prevents a lot of illness by just taking the vitamin Max.
Doesn't it have our power C in it too?
It has some of the chelated C, but the power C is a separate product. It's calcium, magnesium, sodium,
potassium. So what does it have? It has vitamin C.
Yeah, but it's a special form of vitamin C. It's going to have some vitamin C in the special chelate form, but it's a salt, in other words. So it's a neutral pH. It's not going to wreck your bowel. Okay. Like regular vitamin C would go over 500 milligrams.
So our power C is different.
Different than anybody else in the world.
Different than what's in the vitamin Max.
No, it's not. It's similar. It's similar, but it's not the same. No. But it's got a chelate, but it's got the complete chelate, sodium, potassium, ascorbate.
Yeah. Right? Our power C, so you should, it'd be nice to throw in, if you could afford it, have your vitamin Max plus the power C on the side would be wonderful.
Right, and then of course you want to take anti-inflammatory fatty acids, because most diseases in our Western culture are caused by inflammatory cell membranes.
Now what about all the minerals in the vitamin Max?
Well, the minerals are all, as I say, albumin chelated minerals. That's what I was referring to. So they're going to be carried across the cell membrane as a protein amino acid chelate.
So they're the albumin chelated, the minerals, and the vitamins are
activated. They're bioactivated.
They're bioactivated.
So they're
okay.
Actually jump the gene defect, and also they persist. So they stay in the body the full 12 hours plus, and they jump the gene defect. In other words, if there's any gene defects, or SNP we call them, SNP or single nucleotide polymorphisms, they jump those. And nobody else has that. You buy vitamins in the store or online, you're going to get garbage.
Well, if you really
you're going to make yellow urine, but sometimes, but you're not going to actually get the nutrients into your cells.
If you really want to get a deal, get the Life Support Delicious, and as you know, any of you, anyone listening, know that I'm not. I was going to say BSing, but that I'm telling the truth. That the Life Support chocolate or vanilla is so delicious. It's just crazy delicious. But it's got everything that the Vitamin Max has, but it's also got a lactic to protect against cancer. Right, Bill? It's got green tea. What else do they have?
Which one?
The Life Support. He's not listening to me, is it?
Yeah, Life Support basically has a phase 2 detox support for glucuronidation, sulfation, methylation. That's the phase that's usually deficient in getting detoxing chemicals out of your body.
Mm-hmm.
It also has all the vitamins and vitamin Max or mix, and it has a special rice pea protein, which gives you all the amino acids you need for your body. It's very complete, high-quality protein that's all vegan. So all of our drinks are vegan, by the way, mm-hmm. So you don't need to worry about whether there's any meat in them. So if you want to have, if you're on a vegan diet, or you want to get on a diet where you're having really high-quality protein, let's say organic chicken or organic, you know, fish, this allows you to do that.
Okay.
Like a pescatarian that likes fish only, right?
Right. Well, I like it all. Meat,
all right.
Fish, vegetables, the works.
Yeah, so you have some questions by phone first, right?
I don't want to forget. I always forget to tell you what to do when you go on the website to get the sale. And so you won't have to call me and say, well, how do I get that 7% off? Well, since we've moved to our new website, which if you've been around, you'd know that was July last summer. So what you want to put in is the word honor. Honor is our code, our coupon code, and that's H-O-N-O-R, not to be confused with H-O-N-O-U-R in Canada and British. The whole Commonwealth will spell it that way, but here in America it's H-O-N-O-R. So if you put that in, Bill, what are you doing? You're busy, 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 busy.
I have to send something on the stack.
And he's a busy man over there today. Well, and guess what? Henry, I know you're listening, and you're listening to me. I want to talk to you now. Henry from Corona here in California. This is quite serious, actually. Bill, you better listen. His granddaughter, Gwendolyn, is in the hospital. And first they thought she had some kind of infection, but now they're saying, the doctors are saying, that it's viral meningitis. What is that, and what would you recommend for Henry's granddaughter?
There's two types of viral infections. There's what's called meningitis and parameningitis, where the meninges of the membranes around the brain are inflamed with a virus, or the parameninges, which is another layer of membranes. When you get meningitis, you can actually get seizure disorders, brain inflammation, and even nerve cell death. Meningitis is very serious. It's sometimes difficult to tell. You can do a PCR test to see which virus it is. There's various kinds that go around. There's a particular kind that actually affects university kids, usually freshmen or sophomores.
Mm-hmm.
What I recommend first is our antipathogenics will penetrate through the biofilm and kill all viruses off. The medical drug that they use, ribavirin, and these antivirals are extremely toxic. They'll lower your hemoglobin up to a gram or more a day.
Mm-hmm.
We have five things that are antipathogenic. We have Neutrodyne, which is most powerful, and you give about 5 drops per 50 pounds body weight 3 times a day.
Okay.
So if you have a child and one 5 drops,
yeah,
3 times a day in water or juice. We have NutriSilver and recommend 1 spray per 10 pounds body weight for the first week and then 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
We have Allicin Med, which you can open a capsule and give, say, a half a capsule for a child that's 50 pounds 3 times a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Nutrimune 26Y, immunoglobulins, and NutriDefense will block the virus attaching to your cell and actually destroy the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses. So the combination of those things will kill all meningitis viruses off.
Thank you, Bill.
Hunters.
Attention all shoppers, shop for the best wellness protocols in the world and the best nutraceuticals, and you're not going to find them that are more bioactivated, bio-nutritionally available to jump over gene defects than NutriMeds. And, of course, you get free protocols. If you even email, you'll get a free protocol to start you. And if you have purchased one product, you can even get a call back in a time window.
I just wanted to mention thank you for all your prayers for Len. Pam and Len, actually, are friends from just north of Chicago up there in Illinois.
Yeah.
And he's faced a lot, hasn't he, Bill, these past few weeks. And I've had people call to say that they were praying for him.
Well, that's so good. That's excellent.
He's actually out of hospital, out of the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, so.
Yeah. And we had to monitor his care tremendously, so literally I was available every day. And, of course, we're going to do a lot of post-hospital testing and support with NutriMed, so he's under a good protocol.
Thanks for the prayers.
Yeah, we went over some of his protocol yesterday in the first hour.
Right. I also want, before we get into the emails and everything, I'm over here looking on our NutriMedical website because Bill's going to pull it up for me. And Bill, there you go. Just on the A to Z's and the products. There's a few products I'd like to mention because judging from the amount of sales that I see in there today, you're listening to the show, but you're not buying the supplements. Buying the supplements is how we survive over here and how, you know, we keep Bill fed and everything else happy so that he can help.
We'll keep us on the air, actually.
And keep you on the air.
Yeah, we have millions of audience. We podcast over all many different broadcasts. But realize people are taking the advice and then running everywhere to get things they think are equivalent, which are not. And they're harming themselves because they don't get the medical or the other advice we call living pathology advice to try to help them get well, we call functional medicine. And that's really bad. So we want to bless you with the best nutraceuticals and advice, but you have to bless us by don't wandering. Get your nutraceuticals from NutriMedical only. Don't wander elsewhere. You're going to, number one, get inferior products, and you're going to lose not only your money but your health.
And you won't be part of the NutriMedical family, which is always a nice thing because you always know it's only a phone call away to talk to Dr. Bill. So I already mentioned the Vitamineral Max, pardon me, and the Life Support, which, excuse me, I think are two of our top products. And if you've never ordered before and you're trying to think of, well, what can I order? Bill, the other thing that I wanted to say that's very popular is Allicin Med, something that I take every day.
Right.
Okay, and I'm saying these things so that you're just going to add a few words to make it easy for our listeners that are thinking, well, what does it do and do I need it?
Well, first off, Allicin Med is a German-sourced allicin, 200 milligrams more than Alamed, and it's less than half the price of Alamed. So you get 200 milligrams more and less than half the price of Alamed. It kills all viruses, bacteria, pathogens, parasites, and worms. So everybody's got dysbiosis. Everybody does. Most people actually have six. Americans have six spells of food poisoning every year. But on top of that, our food is often contaminated. We often grow pathogens. We have dysbiosis and leaky gut. Leaky gut, which occurs with a overgrowth of bad bacteria, is important. This clears not only pathogens there, but in your joints, in your central nervous system, in your skin, in your eyes. So it penetrates through all the tissue. It goes through the biofilm. So does our Nutridyne and NutriSilver.
Well, that's my next product. If you're thinking, well, what can I get and why do I need it and everything? What about that, the Nutridyne, something else that I take every day?
We had Tony on yesterday on the program, and we always talk about it. I call it, he's our Nutridyne chemist that makes it. It has four properties. Firstly, number one, it is the only plasma form of iodine available in the world. Number two, it kills all known pathogens. It's the most powerful of all our antipathogenics. Number three, it resurrects and creates new mitochondria. Number four, it detoxifies halides, fluoride, chloride, bromide, or fluoramines and chloramines, which are in water.
So the Nutridyne,
and pesticides, too.
The Nutridyne is more powerful than the Allicin-Med, even.
More powerful than anything, yeah.
Yeah,
it also resurrects mitochondria and restores cells to a higher redox state or higher oxygen state with higher ATP and NADH. So it does a whole lot of different things. So if you have somebody with hypothyroidism or heart failure, you need to give a small dose. You don't need a lot. 5 drops twice a day is enough to start with. If you've got a serious pathogen, 15 drops for the first 3 to 7 days, then drop to half that dosage 3 times a day. But it's very powerful.
And as we mentioned earlier, the Power C bell. The Power C, what? That's something else I take every day.
Vitamin C, Power C is different because if you take regular vitamin C over 500 milligrams, you're going to get a loose bell. Power C, you can get to, say, 6, 10, 12 capsules, which is going to like 15, 20, 30 grams of vitamin C, and it'll never make your bowels loose. Basically, like Linus Pauling said, it's liquid electrons. And every disease state is based on electron deficiency, acidosis, hypoxia, and the bioaccumulation of stealth of heavy metals and free iron and stealth pathogens. So when you raise the electron density, you actually raise the amount of ATP and NADH the cells make, the high-energy molecules. Mm-hmm. You make it more oxygenated. You give the energy for the enzymes to do their processes and the energy for the cells to get rid of intra- and extracellular pathogens. So it's very important, vitamin C.
Another lots of callers this day and age can't sleep. I don't know if it's our 5G that's out there or our Wi-Fi's or whatever it is, but a lot of people are having trouble sleeping. And another one of our very popular products, Bill, is Calm Mind.
Yeah, Calm Mind is a combination of myo-inositol, which is a paravitamin B, that calms you. GABA, which is gamma aminobutyric acid that calms your brain down directly. And then subthetin L-theanine, which blocks glutamine.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I need my fluid.
Have a drink.
So when you take Calm Mind, it's better than alcohol, it's better than marijuana, it's better than anything. It'll calm you down. I often recommend you take it with our Brain Mag, which is magnesium L-threonate, because magnesium helps to block the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor and protect your brain from seizure activity and inflammation.
Now, what about melatonin for sleep? I've had lots of people tell me they love their melatonin
because
it's time release.
Ours is 1 milligram immediate and 4 milligram slow release. So we often use that. The other things that can help sleep, insomnia, is our 5-HTP cross, which crosses the blood-brain barrier, because serotonin won't cross the blood-brain barrier, but 5-hydroxytryptophan will. And the brain converts it to serotonin in the brain and melatonin. And melatonin is the most powerful anti-cancer molecule your body makes. So if you don't get sleep, you get cancer.
Huh. Is that why it fights cancer?
It fights cancer and heart disease.
Or is there something in the melatonin?
Melatonin actually turns off cancer cell DNA. If you don't make enough cancer, it's made by your pineal gland. And the pineal regulates what's called the RES, or reticular activating cells in the body, that actually activate whether your stem cells get mobilized or your bone marrow and your other tissues. So if you don't cycle and go through stage 4 rapid eye movement sleep, you actually don't regenerate your body either.
So is it kind of preventative? Because I take the melatonin block as a preventative for cancer.
Yes, preventative, yeah. But
so the melatonin,
the most powerful anti-cancer molecule your body makes is melatonin.
Okay.
Interesting, eh?
Yeah. All right. And the other one I wanted to bring up before we go to the end of the bottom of the hour here is the Cardiovasc bill. I'm going for our most popular products, and cardiovascular is one. The capsules.
Well, we go through that usually every week, but whether there's seven synergistic herbs.
I'm going through it today because I am a salesperson today. I'm doing what's called drumming up sales here.
Seven synergistic herbs. Let me finish. Seven synergistic herbs to prevent or stop plaque, heart attack, stroke, and embolism.
Uh-huh.
Reverses perfusion deficiency, so it lowers blood pressure.
Yep.
Right? And improves oxygenation to tissues and nutrient delivery.
Should everyone over 50?
Everyone over 20.
What?
Anybody over 20 with hypertension should be on it immediately.
And how about just as a general rule?
I try.
Welcome back, and Michelle, you have some more questions. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go into the emails now and stuff. I'm going to sell the supplements. Spend a half hour on that. Anyways, let's go and start with Jim. Jim in an email. I'm 75 years old, and what do you have for brown spots? I am thinking of ordering Collagen Max. Would that help?
No, it won't. It's going to prevent wrinkles. It'll make your hair fuller and stop breaking up in your pillow. And it'll actually help to strengthen your tendons, the bones, etc. But if you got those kind of brown spots, basically means you're getting the opposite of vitiligo, where you get white spots where the melanin on the sides are being destroyed. And what you want to do is stop inflammation in the skin. So why don't apply curcumin and propranolol cream first and then curcumin?
Why do you get brown spots when you get
It's inflammation. You have stealth pathogens that grow in the skin, up to 200 different pathogens, and you get an inflammatory reaction with cytokines that generate an inflammatory reaction that creates a pigment.
It's like a big freckle, isn't it?
It's a combination of leaking blood vessel walls with accumulated iron in the skin. So that's basically...
So it's not like a freckle?
No. No, brown spots are basically an inflammatory change in the skin, so you want to stop the inflammation. And if with time, it'll gradually settle down. But you want to apply, I would apply NutriSilver to knock out the pathogens, and then I would apply four times a day pregnenolone and curcumin cream.
Oh, okay. Scott Bill from Virginia would like to have a protocol for sinusitis.
Okay. The first thing you want to do is you want to take our antipathogenics, which I mentioned earlier, Nutridyne, NutriSilver. You can get a little nasal spray bottle adapter.
What is sinusitis?
The sinus cavities get infected. There's a maxillary sinus in your cheek. Mm-hmm. It's connected to the ethmoidal sinus that connects up to the sinuses around the nose, or frontal sinus. Mm-hmm. They're all connected. And you get infection with bacteria and pathogens, and even worms can grow in there, like Ascaris or other worms. Mm-hmm. Very often you have a combination of allergies and bacteria and fungi. For example, you can have aspergillosis, Nocardia, all kinds of fungi that grow in there, and even fungal balls, like mycelial balls.
Yeah.
So what you want to do is you want to take the antipathogenics, we mentioned the five already, and then you want to get a SinuPulse Elite and put Nutridyne in it with SinuAir powder, because you want to make sure it's filtered or distilled water, and you want to put one pack of the SinuAir powder in the distillate, and you irrigate 200 mils per side four times a day.
And
so you lean over the sink, put the tip to your nose, it'll drain out the opposite side, but you use our Nutridyne, and you get SinuAir powder with the SinuPulse. We used to sell them many years ago, 9 years ago.
I was just going to say that you can get those even at a Walmart pharmacy.
Or Jet.com. Or
Rite Aid, Walgreens.
Yeah, most of the pharmacies carry them now.
I think they're like $70.
And they'll last for years. Yeah, the main thing, you can also use it for irrigating your teeth, et cetera. So they're really good. They have a number of different adapters. And you can do it inhalation, too, so you can actually
put... Well, you mean like a Hydrofloss can turn into that?
It doesn't reverse the charge like a Hydrofloss for your teeth, but it will irrigate them. And you can also use the clear tip, and you can do the inhalation for your lungs. So you can put our, say, NutriSilver in there. You want to inhale the small particles. It has to be less than 1.1 micron to get past the respiratory bronchial.
If that's if you have, what, bronchitis?
Yeah, bronchitis or something. You want to get further down the lung.
Okay, next.
So you can use it for all kinds of things.
Mm-hmm. Next is Donald in an email. Hello, Dr. Deagle. My name is Donald. He gives his whole name. I'm 36 years old, 5'10", and weigh 270 pounds. I have a fair amount of muscle. It's not just fat. My dad, Don, his last name, he's a customer of ours, Bill.
Right.
A regular customer, wanted me to write you about a couple of issues I'm having. I was diagnosed with low-moderate sleep apnea, and I'm in the third year of an anxiety disorder that started from a single panic attack. I feel like I'm on the tail end of it. I've been working on getting comfortable with it, thus taking away a lot of its powers. I'm currently taking selenium and magnesium and a silver hydrazole, he says.
I know that people market that as garbage, okay?
Yeah, my diet, I'd say, is better than a lot of people's, but could use self-improvement. I do love Corona Lights after work. Okay, sounds good. A nice cold Corona Light. What do you think I can supplement with to help alleviate the cause or symptoms of these issues? Well, first of all, Bill, how about sleep apnea?
The first thing I'd recommend there is there's several ways of approaching it. The first way is real simple. You go and get a sleep study overnight, which you can do at home, and then you get a proper face mask, like the nose and face mask, and you want to get a BiPAP machine. It's better than CPAP. Mm-hmm. And they'll test the number of millimeters in order to keep your airway open. The second approach is a dental procedure where you can actually see a dentist and they can do surgery, because most often it's a soft palate or whatever that, or other areas where they can actually do surgery, and in a percentage of people, you can stop the apnea if you want to go through the surgical approach.
Okay.
I like the CPAP and the BiPAP better. I usually recommend the people who have that. In fact, there's a blood test that can measure from Veritas Labs that tells you if you have the genetic and vascular tendency toward angioedema that can cause apnea.
Now,
so there's a blood test and a gene for it, by the way, or not.
How do you know if you have sleep apnea? Do you snore or what? How would you
know? No, your oxygen level drops. Yeah, some people snore. You don't know. That's
can
why
you be a snorer and not have sleep apnea?
No, you're on your way. If you're snoring, you're on your way to apnea.
Oh.
And it affects women, but women often get diagnosed later, just like heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, if you want to do an overnight oximetry, which is easy, they just record it. If your oxygen drops below, say, 80, and you get obstructive apnea, you may end up with arrhythmias, too, and you can actually have a cardiac arrest. So untreated obstructive apnea has a 50% five-year survival rate. In other words, half the people with untreated apnea are going to die. So
okay.
It's by itself and cause cardiac arrest.
Uh-huh.
So you want to do that. You want to fix the nose if there's a deviated septum surgically. You want to irrigate the sinuses like we talked about with Sinopulse. And you want to correct anything like the jaw falling back or dental problems. And you can even do surgery, as I say. But I like that now. In terms of the other issue,
the other thing is an anxiety disorder.
You start off with one to two capsules twice a day of 5-HTP cross, and one capsule to two capsules of the stress to go.
And you told me, I remember a few weeks ago you said you should always take the 5-HTP with the stress to go.
Yes, you should.
Why was that?
Because your stress hormones will block the conversion of 5-hydroxytryptamine to serotonin and melatonin. And serotonin is the main thing that stops the panic attacks in your brain.
So how does it go with the stress to go?
You have to have the base material, the 5-HTP, so when the stress hormones are blocked by the stress to go, then your brain can convert it to serotonin and melatonin and stop the anxiety and the insomnia.
So they should really go together.
Right, then you should be sipping during the day, Calm Mind Brain Mag, during the day to actually calm the brain down. And then I recommend transcranial lumen photon therapy on frequency 3 to stimulate the brain to heal, and that will help to heal the pineal gland and the brain centers that regulate the reticular activating system for anxiety, panic, and sleep problems.
Let's see, Bill. Jessica from New York State. My current NutriMeds are Mitothyroid Microdose, Nutridyne, Vitamineral Max, Brain Mag, Calm Mind, Stress to Go, HTP, Minerals Plus, Forskolin, Hormone Synergy, Progesterone, Pregnenolone, DHEA, and Micell D3.
Uh-huh.
I am noticing good results with the regimen I'm on, and I want to add more NutriMeds. I have stopped the estradiol.
Estradiol. So you're taking estradiol orally. I, I saw that email earlier.
She's managed to stop that. Currently, someone in my family was sick in the hospital and brought back something that's been making them go to the bathroom, and now I may have it. And I've been constipated for over a week and using the bathroom several times a day without any other side effects. I will try the Living Probiotic Ultra. Would that help with that, Bill?
Yes. One every second day rather than every third.
Yeah.
But also antipathogenics, Allicin Med, perhaps a Neutrodyne, and the Nutrimune 26Y, and to heal the gut wall, GastroHeal, which will heal the gastric irritation due to the virus.
Yeah. It says, I have also been trying to lose weight. I am currently 185 pounds, and I jog five miles in under an hour. Wow. And I am dieting, but I can't seem to lose any weight. Oh, she's on this medication as well. What's that? Bicarbonate and a testosterone blocker.
Well, the main reason why people are overweight is because they're pre-diabetic. They have elevated blood insulin. Insulin makes your body, along with glucagon. Glucagon converts protein into sugar and sugar into fat. And insulin pushes the fat into your fat cells, and it lowers your metabolic rate.
Would the diabetaline help her there?
Diabetaline, leptin metabolic, and berberstatin to start with. Yeah.
Give her a boost. We're back, and Bill's busy typing, and I'm here, though, and I have another email here. It's from Don, and he's retired from the U.S. Air Force and lives in Texas. And he goes, hello to everyone. I've started on your supplements. He goes, oh, it's very long here. Hey,
yeah, Don, you don't want to go
don't
through
like
that.
Those. Basically, he had a neck necrotic lymph node that was biopsied back in May of 2016 and CT done, and it was squamous cell, Bill.
Very cancer, right?
But he's reporting now that he's gone in for his biopsy and everything's negative, and he's been on the supplements since.
Yeah, so the supplements of the doctor is cancer, is what you're saying.
Yeah. He goes on to say, I've been getting a lot more sleep. And
right.
Goes on to say, what's his question? He wants to know, the glutathione. He's saying he was reading that glutathione doesn't get absorbed in the gut. And he's wondering if a patch
of
glutathione does.
Again, unfortunately, he's becoming a Google genius. Acetylglutathione is not glutathione. Acetylated glutathione crosses the gut membrane and across the blood-brain barrier.
That's our cell detox glutathione.
Yeah, and we also want to give it with selenium cruciferate because other forms of selenium can be very toxic. You want the selenium cruciferate, which works with what you call the God molecule or glutathione.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay. Walt is next from Florida. Dear Dr. Deagle, I'm a long-time listener in fairly good health. However, I started to experience a little tightness, a discomfort and tightness in my chest. I've been taking Extendivite, but it seems to not be working. Not long ago,
Extendivite not working? How could that be?
Not long ago, I listened to an older podcast of yours, and you had a guest on who makes that was the CardioVasc. That was the Cardivite, now it's our CardioVasc that uses the hawthorn root. He says,
we use the leaf and flower. Ours, Vitaxin, comes from leaf and flower. All the other products, including Extendivite, uses another component. They don't test every batch.
Is there a particular
Vitaxin
berry in it? Some kind of berry?
No, that's what people are making a mistake. These knockoffs use the berry, not the leaf and flower. All the research is in leaf and flower, which is a Vitaxin that's a cardiotonic.
Okay.
So everybody uses, they get marketed by what I call, instead of a target-rich environment, I call a Yahoo-rich environment, and they get garbage and they wonder why they don't get well. Now, besides taking nutraceuticals, you might need to take more advanced nutraceuticals to open up your arteries, like Supernox, to open up nitric oxide. You may need to take anti-inflammatory fatty acids, because only less than 4% of fatty acids are absorbed by the terminal ileum, and you need to get ours, which is monoglyceride, which is Omega Supreme Pro. You want CoQ10. Ours is the only one in the world that doesn't crystallize or polymerize. CoQ10 Supreme. And you might want to take magnesium glycinate, which will prevent vasospasm.
Well, that's what his next question is. He wants to you to give him a protocol to improve his blood flow and reduce the plaques.
Right, so we can do that.
And
you want to give vitamin K2 as well for reverse and calcified plaque. What I usually tell people if I see them getting early angina, the first test I recommend to do is a high-speed CT scan with their doctor or cardiologist. If it shows calcification, the next thing is a cardiolite CT scan. If it's positive, now if it's negative, it still could mean you have blocked arteries if you get a collateral circulation. It's more sensitive than a treadmill stress test. I recommend we do a lipid analysis, and the regular doctors are lazy, including cardiologists. They don't do a lipid electrophoresis. I recommend all the cardiac markers done at either Meridian Valley Labs or Veritas Lab, and then lipid electrophoresis of the. And then besides that, we do lipid blood viscosity analysis using dual laser viscometer. So we can tease out exactly why somebody's getting vascular disease. It's a North American diet and toxic food and the scalar radiation and the mineral depletion and the fluoridation and all the other crap that we have in our environment.
That's very sweet. He says, God bless, Bill, and thanks for all that you do.
Well, I'm glad he's becoming a NutriMed member rather than Extendovite garbage member.
Well, next, Bill, would be Regina from Ohio. She's called a few times, so a little bit in a panic to get a protocol from you. She says, thank you for, she's talking to me, for inviting me to email you, Dr.
Right,
Bill.
Right.
I'm 68, and I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 2011. Since diagnosis, I've embarked on a long, holistic journey, trying many paths to no avail. She just goes on to say, currently she's taking 50 supplements, and she's got no success. So I've been led to believe that Dr. Bill, I guess from a referral, Bill,
right,
says that you could help her.
Yeah, I don't think she listens to the program. She listens regularly. She realized we have technology that no one else has.
So what's the Parkinson's, how would you help her?
We have to describe what Parkinson's is. There's a primary motor neuron in your temporal lobe.
Mm-hmm.
Secondary motor neuron is in your, technically your midbrain below the fourth ventricle. And it is damaged by free iron and heavy metals and stealth viruses or pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to kill off the pathogens, you have to remove the heavy metals, you have to stop all the free radicals, and there's three types. Nitroproxy, hydroproxy, and singlet oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
You have to stimulate remyelination of the nerve fiber and protect the neurons from neuron cell dropout or death. And you want to reestablish myelination of the nerve fiber so the tertiary motor neuron, which is in the anterior horn cell of your spinal cord, can fire off to the motor end plate so you can move.
Mm-hmm.
So Parkinson's disease also involves neural connections that can cause dementia, and we call hallucinations. We start hallucinating and basically go into fugue state. It's very terrible because it's like a horror state. What I do is I approach all of those. We regenerate. We basically can give peptides to regenerate the brain. We use transcranial chroma, what's called photochromic light therapy.
Do you have peptides for Parkinson's too?
Yes, we do the brain peptides.
Yeah.
We have photochromic light therapy, which is frequency 3. We also have EGFT frequency, and I have the only frequencies in the world. In fact, we're getting patents on them to apply those, and we can soon apply them through the lumen pads, but where you can do it through the sonic life. We have all kinds of technology of the right nutraceuticals, which are very unique. You can't find these elsewhere. So she may be taking 50, but they're 50 garbage. The problem is, I remember hearing her story, she went to a naturopath, but he wasn't a neurologist. If you don't see a medical doctor, who's a functional medicine doctor, who understands neurology and pathology and infectious disease and genetics and epigenetics and toxicology, etc., you can't solve this problem. I can. And I will be able to get her well, but she needs to follow all my instructions, and we can either do all the way up right to the stem cell transplants if we need to.
Is it a myelination thing? No, it's not like it's.
It's
not
a combination
like
of things. It's free radicals, it's stealth pathogens, it's heavy metals, it's free iron, and oftentimes there's a stealth pathogen triggering off, just like Lyme disease and Lyme-like parasites have immune homology to different parts of the oligodendrocyte membrane in MS. You see similar things. The tectum of the midbrain is near ventricle, and the lymphocytes and immune cells can migrate through the ventricle and damage the those cells in that part of the brain.
Okay, I don't have a clue what you just said. But
in other words,
okay.
Basically, I know what to do.
Yeah, but, I don't understand.
I'll give her layer 1 protocol, and layer 2 and layer 3, eventually we'll get her better. But if she just wanders around, tries to do it by going to the sewer net, I call the internet, or sees doctors that are just like, you know, a chiropractor, a naturopath, in one little tiny area, they won't be able to sort it out. Too complex for them.
Obviously, it's too complex for me.
Easy for me. I've been at this for 4 decades.
Okay, Bill.
Yeah.
Next is Simon from the UK. Simon's been around for years and years, Bill.
Uh-huh.
My sweetheart.
Yeah, he's one of our regulars, right?
Hi, Dr. Bill. He wants you to take a look. Oh, this is the 5G. Satanic agendas is going on. This 5G thing, networking 5G. Remember I asked you about this this morning?
Right.
Why is everyone talking about this? Is the whole world trying to get on 5G networks all over the in the air? Everywhere?
Yes, yeah. The plan is that globalists like Elon Musk and William Branson and others want to put up 12,000 satellites around Earth's every square inch of the Earth gets 5G. Just like you have in your house.
That's
right?
Like you have in your Wi-Fi constantly.
Right, but it's not just beaming up like a bubble. It actually beams it directly to you. So it's
what
also in frequencies that can
what
hack.
What do you mean? Beams it directly to you.
It's like a laser beam going right directly to you in your head and your body while you're carrying your cell phone, because it can detect your cell phone and direct a beam to you.
Oh, God.
Right, because it's a directional antenna. It's not just a...
Well,
and then the second thing is the frequencies jam your DNA, communication between the telomere and your chromosomes, and your ion channels that regulate turning on and off DNA, so it literally jams what's called gene transcription.
So what is happening?
And the third thing it does is it actually can hack into consciousness. Just like the Crimson Mist program the U.S. military did years ago in Rwanda, it can turn on your reptilian brain and make you extremely violent and deadly.
Okay, of all that horrible stuff, where is this being done?
On the planet called Earth.
No, but it's not going to come to America. Didn't I just hear that, that
everywhere
our
on
governor
Earth.
Said
the
not
governor
in California?
Governor blocked 5G on the ground level with towers, but these other people... on the 8th of January, President Trump authorized it for all states in the United States.
Oh, my gosh. That guy's going to...
Yeah, he's uninformed.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Anyways, gosh, Bill, who do you have on next?
We have Harley Schlanger on next from the Rusch Foundation in Germany, and then Founder Gary Richard Arnold. And, of course, I want to wish everybody a happy...
Oh, happy Memorial Day. God bless you. Enjoy it. Take your Monday off. Hopefully you can, if you can't. It's sad.
And take care of your health and support not only Nutra Medical, but support yourself getting well. If you need free advice, just email and we'll give you a free protocol.
Don't forget to go to NutriMedical.com, N-U-T-R-I.
Medical.com.
Medical.com. See you later.
Sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.